As we all took our seats to listen to Adelaide Vine's story, a hush fell.
Okay, then.
I remember one of the kittens, having escaped from the basket again, found its way up my trouser leg and started nibbling my socks. And I scarcely noticed. We were all entranced.
I've recently acquired a fish and chip shop in Oriental Place, just a few hundred yards from the seafront. It was a considerable investment, and it's left me virtually penniless. I know what you must be thinking. I'm not very close to the usual idea of a fish and chip shop proprietor. But I am a widow.
Oh.
And it was a condition of my late husband's will that I run such a business for, well, for 5 years.
5 years? Five? Oh, that's just unreasonable. That's completely unreasonable.
Oh, Inspector. However, at the end of that 5 years, I will inherit a large fortune. My husband was a kind man, a handsome and generous man. Yeah. It was only after his death, when the will was read, that we discovered he was also a lunatic. With a long-standing and powerful fixation on fish and chips that he had previously concealed, with all the usual cunning of the mad.
Gosh. Cup of tea for anyone?
Shh.
Coco?
Shh.
This is worse than the Theatre Royal.
Do carry on, Mrs. Vine.
Thank you. We now come to my reason for asking for your assistance. My fish and chip shop has been in business now for 2 months and is prospering. Or at least it was prospering until a week ago, when I discovered a deep-fried cigarette butt, a deep-fried flannel, and a deep-fried postcard of Bognor in among the chips.
What?
It seems, you see, that someone is sabotaging the business. That someone, some hateful, spiteful person, is sabotaging my fish and chips.
The swine! Oh, sorry, sir, I spoke out of turn.
No, I think you've hit the mojus there, Twitten. He's a swine, an absolute ruddy swine!
What can I do, gentlemen? If I'm forced to close, I will forfeit my inheritance.
This all makes me very angry, sir.
And me, sir.
Yeah, imagine doing such a thing to anybody, but imagine especially doing it to this lovely, fragrant... Well, imagine doing it to her.
Oh. Who stands to benefit if your business fails, Mrs. Vine?
Oh, a distant cousin of my husband's. He lives in Finland. Oh, I don't think...
Did your husband have any connections with the Brighton fish and chip fraternity? Would any of them have a grudge?
What a quick young man. Actually, there was a connection of my husband's, a man called...
Yes, well, Ed Twitten's very clever. I think he's established that, thank you. Gets on our nerves sometimes, but what can you do?
I think he's wonderful.
Well, you're wrong.
I'd like to volunteer to go undercover, sir.
I'll ignore that, Brunswick.
Yes, sir.
Because you'll be pleased to hear that I have already assembled a pretty good working plan to help this lovely, lovely lady.
Oh, Inspector Steen.
Mrs. Groynes,
oh, yes?
I would like you to help Mrs. Vine at the fish and chip shop.
What?
Oh, no, that's too much.
It is.
There will be an overtime payment of 10 shillings a night and as much nutritious rock salmon as you can cram into that capacious string bag of yours. But fear not. You will not be alone or in danger, my dear. I will personally impersonate a customer all day, every day, until the culprit is apprehended. And luckily, when it comes to the pickled egg in large quantities, I have quite a phenomenal constitution. Sergeant Brunswick will be elsewhere.
Oh.
Out and about. Investigating the fish and chip business. Oh. And meanwhile, our young, wonderful, show-off, clever Dick Twitten here...
Yes, sir? What can I do, sir?
Twitten will have to stay here at the station and make the teas.
Huh?
So, does everyone understand how we're going to break this case and save the day for this lovely lady?
Yes, sir.
Just one question, dear.
Yes?
I still don't understand how the kittens come into it, dear. I mean, she hasn't been deep frying them.